Rav, please.
This week we've been emphasizing the Bereshit portion. We've been learning it day after day, week after week. Other than that, what's important to us in order to connect the topic of the portion of the week to our lives, it's important for us to understand the general trend, the general direction of creation. We understand that it begins from the shattering. Hence, it is called Bria, creation, Bar, like something that is outside of the unification, outside of the quality of the Creator. And in order to come back to correction and to the Creator and to be in the true creation, spiritual one, we have to unite, to connect. As this whole process that occurs with all of creation, from the desire on the side of the creations, the creatures, and that which is above them, they need to operate towards connection and unity because there's nothing else to discover other than that unification, which is the purpose of our advancement. Hence, we need to also in our actions, our daily actions, to think how we're operating towards unity, towards connection. This is expressed in us through actions that are aimed towards the unification of the nation, which mostly are led by Chanoch Milvitsky and Gilad Shadmon, who are well known to us when it comes to this, and all together, also in the whole world, and all our friends, we need more and more to increase the actions of connection, actions of unity, such that we should resist all those forces of separation that awaken, which once caused the shattering, and today still want to shatter and divide human society and every nation and within the nations to other parts. We see this in all the countries, and this is really the reason for the deterioration of humanity to the emergence of mankind's ego outwards, so that it will be in control. The most important thing to understand in our development is to bring forth unity between us. We need to be an example to everyone in this. And this is the essential foundation of our correction. And we will see this also in the portion of the week and in all our work. The correction of the kli, of the shattered kli, that was given to us to correct, is done only out of an act of connection and unification. Meaning all that the Creator created, all that He arranged in creation, is all aimed towards our participation. That the Creator created to do, meaning to do belongs to us already. That is that we need to invite the correction. Of course, the forces of nature and the Creator Himself participates in all these corrections and comes with us into a partnership, but everything follows our decision to do. As it, the creation is not as it is cascading and going, and we just are in it in a passive way, and it just kind of goes by us or above us necessarily, happening to us. But rather that we have to define here our form of development, and this is important. Of course, we will eventually come to the same goal, the same state that the Creator has aimed to start with, for us to come to identification with him, to dvikut, adhesion with him. But there's a matter of participation. As we need to bring forth connection, unity, through this unification between us, we cause all of creation to move faster, and on the side of the creations, it's exactly the way the Creator aimed to give man the possibility to do. And we need to not forget this and be passive like all of humanity, which does not even understand what is needed and what is demanded of it, but rather through this word that the Creator has created to do, to see our whole purpose, our whole fate, that if we don't implement correctly that which is upon us to do, then certainly we are evoking forces that obligate us for that in a negative way. And on the contrary, if we seek how we can assist the process to do, meaning to move ourselves towards the purpose of creation, then our state will be okay. We will understand and recognize and understand and feel what needs to be done. We will discover forces of how to do, how to be partners in the creation. Therefore, this sentence from the Torah that the Creator created to do, so in truth, that God created to do, meaning all that He created, meaning that He took out of the perfection that was, is in order for us to do our direction, our movement towards the state of adhesion. Headed by Abraham. And as we learn in Babel, there were the 70 nations of the world, groupings or encampments. And from them, this group is made up of, which is called Israel. This group received from Abraham the method of connection and has gone, met through, until this day they're called Yehudim, Jews, from the word Yehud, unity, unification, and they're called Israel due to their goal to reach Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, to the revelation of the Creator, adhesion with the Creator. So on one hand, they are Jews, Yehudim, those who unify between them. I talked about this also before this lesson, that we need to first operate towards the connection, the unification of the people, and the unification of our group, and then towards the connection of the whole world. That's clear. But you start with that which you have, that which we must, from the days of our birth in ancient Babel, where Abraham was. And this is how we actually implement the Torah, where in our times we are starting to discover the force of unification upon the force of separation, as separation arrives from the shattering, from the Sita Acha, from the Klipa, from that which is against the upper force. And the connection actually comes from Him. Hence, when we see in all of reality that's before us these forces of separation and how they operate, we need to see in this the force of the Sitra Achra, the force which opposes the correction of the world. Hence, also in our times, we need to operate towards the unification of the people. that unite the desires we don't have, and all our lives, also in this world, and also in spiritual worlds, is mainly done in the attainment of all the worlds. All our states, which resemble the Creator, are called the upper worlds. We can only attain by the upper force as we receive it and it influences us. This is why we need to turn to the Creator for Him to give this to us. That's how it's arranged. Because by us wanting to exit the state we're in to better states, more sublime states, we ask Him, we come closer to Him, we approach Him, we start to identify that higher, more exalted states, and our connection with the Creator is actually the same thing. That to start with, it doesn't seem to us that way. What do I need the Creator for? I need to feel good. I need to understand, to feel, to do, to be the boss to what I do. And I don't really have some kind of attraction to the Creator. That's done on purpose. So the separation, especially, is with the upper force, with the upper state, not with the separation. That's what I feel in my inner states. Therefore, what happens to us is that we begin to feel that I cannot attain anything to change to the good unless I turn to the Creator and receive forces from Him and do with these forces some actions, and then I come to the good states. And then I learn that in my life, that I must each time turn to the Creator. And this is why Kabbalists write about this, that every spiritual thing is attained only through the force of prayer. Request. Raising man. Raising a lack, a deficiency. Where I understand who I am now, and I understand what I want to have, what state I want to be in, and the gap between now and the future, the gap between what exists and what is desirable, is called a deficiency. And that deficiency I raise to the upper force and ask of Him that I want to do this ascent. And the upper force does this. As all my actions in participating in rising from state to state was only in the request. Only in the request. Nothing else is demanded of me. Look how our work is actually very simple. We just can't concentrate on this. Only to ask. And to ask as much as possible in a precise way. And the Creator, as we say, will finish things for me. He will do. Because anyhow, I can't do anything. I don't have the force of bestowal where I can raise myself from one degree to another. But to discover the lack for ascending spiritually, I can. But I also need to check how I'm doing this, because I don't have a deficiency for spiritual ascent. To start with, I have, in a natural way, a deficiency to benefit myself. I want to be more than everyone, to be healthier, stronger, whole, in everything, until I control everything. This is why these questions of mine are my problems, my requests do not reach the Creator, the force of the light, as only He does these changes in nature. They don't come because I am demanding things that are completely not what I need according to the plan of creation. Therefore, my requests are corrupted. This is just like the program on a computer where I do certain commands and I want to receive something, but my commands on the computer are not correct. So what will happen? Nothing happens. And then it turns out that I'm constantly working with the computer as if it's broken. But it's not broken. It's me who's broken. I am the one that's not demanding correctly from it what it needs to do. This is how we sadly don't understand one another. That's why the Torah was given to us, and it explains to us the Kabbalists who have already been on this path and succeeded. And they explain to us what to do. As don't do anything else. You can go around for thousands of years from now on and nothing will happen. But ask in this way that you're in the 10. And from the 10, you check how much you are in connection, more connected, more tight. And if you discover that it's not, then that deficiency for connection, for tighter connection, for unification, for being bound, you need to raise to the Creator. And this is the only thing you need. And that's why I said this in the beginning of the lesson, that the tendency for connection, the tendency for unification, the tendency for closeness between us must be the most desirable goal. And from that, we attain everything.
Questions from Giuseppe. From Gigi, actually. What happens when we don't correct our vessels?
We receive bad, corrupted vessels. The Creator nevertheless discloses something, but He discloses it in a corrupted way, just like our request, which is corrupted. Let's say a child asks from his mother for something that he doesn't need, that can maybe even harm him. So she gives him a little of what he asks in order for him to see that his requests are not correct, are not good, and he has to change his request. And this is how she teaches him. This is the correct teaching. You're not going to go head to head with a child and say, no, you won't receive. You want this? I will give you a little of this, and you will feel how this is not to your benefit, and then you'll understand that what I'm recommending for you to ask for will be better for you. And that's it. In such a way, so you're teaching him that you understand more of what is to his benefit, and it's worthwhile for him to listen to you as far as the next states that he needs to come to, and then he will already know how to ask for them in order to get to them. That's how things go. Try slowly to relate this way to children, and to relate this way to yourselves, and to feel and understand how the Creator relates to us. It's all spread before us as a upper educational system that the Creator is teaching us with. That's why the whole work is in order to teach us how to be more exalted, eternal, complete creatures, and mostly united creatures. Yes.
Let's say we decided we're talking about it. A few friends say, no, what do you mean? We're in connection. We're doing the work. We're all connected. And others feel that we're not doing enough and so on. How can we check when you say the 10 checks if it's in connection? How?
So that's excellent. So there's a few that feel a lack of connection and a few that feel that they're in connection. So let's go according to the lack of connection. And together we will correct it. It's excellent that we have those that say we have a lack of connection. Well, they're revealing a deficiency in the connections between us, where we all need to be connected. That's excellent. Let's do what they feel, what they're discovering, that lack that they have. That's how we always advance. We will always have a part that feels more in a lack and more in a connection. And we will always go from the force that we have from connection to that part that feels a lack of connection. And that's how one will help his friend. That is the... That is the mutual help, the completing that we do in a group. That's excellent if you discover such scrutinies.
So if in the 10 there's suddenly a friend or two, doesn't matter, who say, guys, I don't feel that we are like this or that, we have to treat it as the deficiency of the whole 10 and take that into account?
Altogether, what one feels, the whole 10 needs to accept it as it belongs to them, to the whole 10.
Да, но с другой стороны говорится, что, ну, и мы часто говорим о том, что мы работаем всегда в правой линии и должны всегда как бы превозносить.
On the other hand, we say many times that we work in the right line and we just have to raise the spirits of the 10. So I can't imagine a situation like that in a gathering of the 10. I say, guys, we have no connection, let's spread, let's scatter.
Who told you that you have to talk that way? Where are you getting that? Show me the place where it's written that way. What are you just like that spewing out words like that? What's going on with you? If it seems to you that's unsuccessful, who said that you have to say that we should disperse? Where are you taking such a rule?
Нет, нет, я как раз таки говорю, вы неправильно поняли, я как раз таки говорю, что мы никогда не говорим так.
No, you didn't understand me correctly. I'm saying that we never say that in our gathering. We never say that we're not connected. On the contrary, we always try to inspire the friends and convince them that we are connected.
No, that's not good either. We can talk about the fact that we don't have connection, but we specifically are respecting the discovery of a lack of connection in order to go towards the connection. We love to discover the lack of connection because we have what to work on and to advance forward. As each time we advance from a lack of connection to connection, we advance towards the Creator. Because when we come to the first true connection, we will discover the Creator dwelling between us.
Как правильно проявить этот хиссарон к объединению, да, вот и сказать о том, что нам не.
But how to correctly express this desire for connection and that it lacks something and yet not ruin the collective state, the state of the friends? I can be harmful in expressing that.
Not true. When we discover a lack of connection, we're discovering something additional that we have to connect upon. The connection cannot exist if we don't always discover that there's what to add. The fact that negative states are revealed, we receive them in a good way. I kiss the stick because it helps me be stronger, more advanced. Otherwise, we will stand in the middle and nothing will happen to us. All the things are discovered only in the dynamics. An advancement from our current state and rediscovering something that's bad to a better state.
Ну, то есть, как все же правильно раскрывать вот этот недостаток в десятке, для того, чтобы его было ну, самым оптимальным образом.
Still discovering this deficiency in the ten correctly.
That is something simple. We discover first that we, a good thing, that we're a 10 that's going towards connection from a shattered state to a complete whole state. The shattered state is revealed in us slowly, slowly, gradually, more and more, to the extent in which we're capable of overcoming a shattered state and correcting it. Correcting it through our request, as the Creator corrects, but we ask. And to the extent in which we do not fall when we discover a shattered state, oh, no, I don't have force, we don't have forces, we don't understand, we don't feel, we're distancing from one another. No. If we are in a connection between us, nevertheless, in every single state, no matter what, we're in connection between us, and understand that what is being revealed is revealed from above, so that we will strengthen the connection between us even more, until the Creator will be able to be revealed in the connection between us, then we receive all these revelations of evil as a good thing, as a means to advance us to the power of connection in which the Creator will be revealed between us, in us. The Creator will be revealed between us, in us. That's the purpose. That's why we read from the Zohar that the students of Rabbi Shimon, who wrote the Zohar, that before the lesson, that they would come at the beginning of the lesson, they had a feeling like they want to kill one another. That's what's written in the Zohar. The students of Rabbi Shimon, who revealed the highest degrees of connection in the correction of the general soul, were truly in the end of correction. At the beginning of the lesson, in every state, discovered that they want to kill one another. Horrendous hatred. And then they worked between them through the connection, discovered the love, and discovered the next degree of the general, of the correction of the Kli, and from that wrote the Zohar. That is the path. You need write this before you. Understand that it's only like this, and therefore we are in this trend towards connection, even though each time we will discover the measure of separation. And we need to rejoice in the disclosure of evil, just like we are in the disclosure of good. This is the dynamics, this is the process we're going through.
Я же не раскрываю как бы это зло вот в десятке, даже если я его ощущаю. Я же...
You can't reveal it in
discover the bad in the ten. The ten is revealed on its own from the reshimot of the shattering.
Ну, вот вопрос последний. Вот если у меня, то есть мне все же...
But last question. If still, how is it better for me to always behave towards the friends? To give them a reason to be envy at me, that I feel a connection, that I'm in it, or to express a deficiency, a lack.
Both this and that, you need to show them the feeling of lack of connection that you really feel, and you're not just imagining and acting that there is such a thing. On one hand, on the other hand, that there is a medicine here, an action, which is that you connect above the deficiencies and ask the Creator to correct these deficiencies, for Him to connect between you, until the connection between you will give you the sensation that you are in a true connection, a spiritual one. And then between you, the light will be revealed. The Creator will be revealed between you. That's how.
Yesterday, it was said that the Creator's lack is in the ten. And so is the lack of the connection between us the Creator's lack?
I don't know what the deficiency of the Creator is. That's a concept that is not known to me. It's a deficiency that's revealed in us due to a lack of connection. It's a deficiency that we receive from the Creator in order to come closer to Him. Because He is revealed from the connection between us. That's it. You have a certain system, and this system doesn't operate in a mutual way. It's an electrical system, an electronical one, or a mechanical one, and when it's not organized exactly like it should be, then you discover that something's out of sorts. And then you need to correct it more and more, fix it, so that all the parts will work in a mutual way. And then you will discover the correct work of the system, and the right way of work is the Creator.
So what does it mean to direct this toward the Creator through the group?
That you want to arrange the group in a unified work, in friendship, connection, such that the whole group will think only of how it complements one another, how it completes one another, how they love one another, how they're connected to one another, how they want to discover the force of unification. The force of unification between them. That force of unification they will discover is the Creator. All in all, that's why until these shattered vessels unite, there is no Creator. There is no Creator. The Creator we make out of the connection between us.
Do we consider that bringing contentment to the Creator?
Certainly. Certainly, if we, out of the Creator being in exile, unrevealed, and we bring Him to being revealed, then that's called that we're revealing Him in our connected, unified desire, the unified desire. That's called we're revealing Him in the Eretz Israel, in the land of Israel, the desire that is completely aimed Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator. So that's how we reveal Him.
Think about bringing contentment before we discover a lack for it. So how do we do it?
So how can you bring contentment if you don't have a deficiency?
That's the question, exactly.
Everything, that's why everything starts from the greatness of the Creator. Everything is started with the greatness of the Creator, for Him to be great before us. And from that, certainly you will first come to the spiritual action.
So the ten should work on the greatness of the Creator now? I don't understand.
Always. There's no question about that whatsoever. Otherwise, it's not a spiritual ten. Always, the greatness of the Creator is the problem. And from us working on the greatness of the Creator, we do the actions. How could it be that the upper force, that the goal of faith above reason, all that belongs to Him, won't be great in your eyes? So who are you aimed towards?
So I started from synchronizing the work in the ten. Because again, let's say Rav gives an advice to ask for bringing contentment to the Creator. But before we have that deficiency, we have to discover the lack that we want to connect. So what do we work on? The greatness of the Creator?
Along the way, you'll discover that you need to connect and there are other things that are missing along the way. But all in all, I give a certain direction, a certain state even. And from that state, we all work. Otherwise, it won't be the only work on the a unified job or a role for all of the members of Nebuch. That's why I'm saying it, so that more or less we will do a connection between you, from between the tens, groups, people. We don't ask about that. It's clear to us, these general things, like the Kabbalists write. We must, every single moment, discover a lack in connection between us, because in the connection between us, we reveal the Creator. That's it. Now, you can connect to this 1,000 questions. So, just like you connect them, answer them on your own. I need to get in with you into every single action? I can't. Because I have, like you, a few other thousands, and each of them has his depiction of the spiritual work.
I'm asking in principle. Let's say Rav says, make every action to bring contentment to the Creator, and we don't feel it in the ten. The question is, do we work on the path to get there, or we jump to it right away and we say, even though we don't feel it, the whole Kli is now following Rav's advice, and that's what we need to do.
So how will you do it?
How? I will first work on the deficiency to reach connection between us. I'll say that I don't have it, and then ask for it, and then...
Well, wonderful. You already understand what to do, so what are you asking me?
So the answer is to work on the deficiency that's felt in the 10, yes? Or, even though you don't have it yet...
Work on the deficiency that's felt in the 10 relative to the deficiency of needing to bring contentment to the Creator. Between those two, you need to find the path, the vector of how you're coming to that deficiency, from this deficiency to that one.
To a degree of assent to Him.
So Rav, that actually says that if we're making efforts towards connection, but we feel that we're not succeeding, could that be a good sign? Meaning that we need more effort, more...
That's always the case. It's always the case. But most importantly, together, what you want to learn, how to walk correctly from one state to another, it's only on the condition that you are connected and you are learning together how to overcome every state. Only together. Without connection, you can't do anything about the current state. Connection comes first. And then, in connection, you decide how to advance. Then you advance, you did something, something changed, once again, you connect. Without connection, you don't make any action happen. It will always be to your detriment this way.
Focus group.
Focus group.
I have two questions from the internet. A student is asking, why did you choose to open the lesson with the topic of the unification of the people? What's the importance of the unification of the people of Israel in this time?
It's very important because we are at a crossroads. And the more we care about the unity and connection of the people, we will advance correctly and set an example to the whole of humanity. And if it will happen without unity of the people, then we will seem the worst, the most broken, the most shattered, and it'll be a bad example, and accordingly our situation will keep deteriorating more and more. So in our time, in our state where we are now, I call upon everyone towards unity and connection.
How can I understand that about the connection, in this connection that I reveal my ego. How can I understand that? Thank you.
Of course you discover your ego in connection. Why don't we want to connect? Because of your ego. Why can't you submit yourself because of your ego? Why do you think this way about the friends because of your ego? Why are you opposite to the Creator in general because of your ego? How can you correct your ego? Specifically in the group, which shows you connection on the path, greater, increasing connection more and more. Altogether, we need to just move from our degree, which is at the bottom of the ladder, all the way to the top of the ladder, 100.
Okay, that explains it better. Thank you.
When the created being takes on the shape of the Creator, by that he reveals the Creator. Because the Creator in himself does not exist. Specifically, when the created being takes on the shape of the Creator, the shape of bestowal, that's the appearance of the Creator in the world. How does he appear? When the created being displays him. It's like you have a stage, a theater, and the Creator is somewhere. It's like some spirit out there. But then a person comes on the stage and acts out the Creator. So this is called, in my honor, I have had created. So the created being has a very unique role. He reveals and presents and plays out the Creator, embodies the Creator. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, from the article we just read, what does it mean to be rewarded with, and God said, let there be light?
Rabash writes about this beautifully, that the revelation of light means that the created being begins to understand that the action of bestowal is lofty and desired. Yeah.
Yesterday we also learned something, that a person hates the Creator to the extent to which he hates anything in the world. So as we advance and we constantly reveal the evil between us, which is literally an endless process, how can we explain this thing that the Creator says, that let there be light? How could there be light if our evil inclination keeps being revealed constantly?
If you remain with your evil inclination, then you just flow with your ego in the currents of life, and you got nothing. In order to advance correctly, each and every moment, you have to try to imagine to yourself that you are doing that for the benefit of the Creator, to bring Him contentment. Very simple. All the time. Whatever I do in each and every action, doesn't matter what action, whether it seems to you pretty or not so pretty, more educational or not, it's all for the benefit of the Creator. This is called in order to bestow. In general, I don't even know exactly what, but I'm doing it in order to bring Him contentment. Every step I take, anything I do, whatever it is, I always think, that in my actions, my thoughts, my desires, I'm always bringing him contentment. This thought should accompany me in all of my states. You can go to bed, get up, take a walk, go to work. Doesn't matter what. You think you want to bring contentment to the Creator. Before anything you do, it doesn't force you to do anything. You're free to do whatever. Just before that, think. That's it.
What does that mean?
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's written in the excerpt that it was created to do. What is the force of speech of men?
Connection is a special force that belongs only to man and the Creator. It's a special degree. That's why we say there's still vegetative, animate, and a degree higher than the animate is speaking. The speaking degree, what is that? So still vegetative, animate, and speaking. What's the speaking? It is a special essence that, according to the shape we see in front of us, it's an animal. Looking at our bodies, they're animals. But in our relationships, we can achieve the degree of the speaking, which is like the Creator. As it is said, in the words of heaven, everything was made, meaning the spirit that comes out of him, that when the will to bestow transcends the will to receive, that's how we build what is called new heaven and new earth. By that we equalize with the Creator. Where does it emerge from? It comes from the mind, the five parts of the mouth, the sounds we make, the letters we utter. By that we communicate knowledge to each other, intentions. There's a lot in this, but we are conveying spirit to each other. That's why it's called the speaking degree. That's what we are. Kiev 1.
Dear teacher, you said that during the day, every single moment, we need to try and bring contentment to the Creator and to ask for that. But you discover that it's like you want to feel His response. Am I operating correctly?
No, that's incorrect. I'm not worried about how the Creator will be revealed to me or respond to how I think about Him. I only think about myself. Later, maybe we'll talk about a different progress. Right now, we're only talking about one thing, that in every action I make, in every moment, I think about how, by what I do, and even when I don't do anything, that I want to bring contentment to the Creator. I want the Creator to enjoy because of me. That's it. Just add to what you're doing now. You're sleeping, walking, eating, talking. Doesn't matter. You're thinking about how to bring him contentment. You want him to enjoy. It is simple. Only this little thought needs to be added. It doesn't prevent you from doing anything, but your actions will already take on a certain spiritual addition.
Just focus here. Let's say I do something that I...
It doesn't matter. Just do what you think you want to do. Let's say you're going to steal something as usual, and you're thinking that by that you want to bring contentment to the Creator, so the Creator will enjoy you, will take pleasure in you, right? Do it like every day, but today do it with this intention, and then tell us how it went. Did you succeed in stealing more or not? That's it. Enough. This stems from those two forces, the will to receive and the will to bestow. That both are totally opposite and can't connect among them. But how do we connect them so that one will understand the other, feel the other, support the other, learn something from the other? I want to learn from the Creator who created me. I want to understand what he thinks. I want to understand his operations because they're operating on me. Without it, I can't succeed. If I don't know what is happening to me, and what happens is from him. So how do I come to a state where I understand him, feel him, maybe bestow upon him, change my fate? Let's say now we're in a state where I don't know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, and I want to know. All this depends on how much we are included with the Creator. And I want not only to feel him, I also want to understand him as a result, what he thinks, what he wants, what he does. Basically, I want also to understand, to detect, to find my ability to bestow upon him, so that after I understand everything he does, maybe I'll also be able to bestow upon him. So here I find something very special, that I can influence the Creator. If my request is incorrect, not for my own benefit, just like a baby sometimes asks for something that's not for its own good, so the Creator doesn't let me. But he teaches me that I asked for the wrong thing. And maybe I asked incorrectly. And then he explains to me what is good. So then I begin to understand that I should turn to him, because he teaches me what he wants from me, what I want from him, and how I can receive something from him. Meaning, in the connection with the Creator, there is a lot of mutual work here between the Creator and I. So, before we come into this contact with the Creator, it's as if we are disconnected. He feels me, but I don't feel him. This is why, in order to have contact between us, mutual contact, meaning from the perspective of the created being, the Creator breaks the desire of the created being, so the created being can't do anything with itself, and he has to establish itself, organize itself correctly. And this is why we learn in our study how we have to go through operations, not we people, but our will to receive. How we have to go through operations, certain operations, in order to come to a state where we begin to detect our connection with the Creator. So, part 8 in Talmud Esel Sfirot, the study of the Ten Sfirot, this is what it teaches us. We learned item 1, and now we will learn item 2 in part 8 in Talmud Esel Sfirot. So, it turns out, in the previous parts, we learned how the Creator created the will to receive, how He broke the will to receive, meaning mixed it with it, His own desire to bestow. So by having a mixture of desire to bestow and desire to receive, these broken parts can detect themselves one on top of the other. The will to receive opposite from the will to bestow. Prefer to be in the desire to bestow and then ask the Creator to correct them to be that way.
And
this is how we will learn.
Вот мы, когда соединяем разбитые наши части, то они тоже поднимаются.
Yes, dear Rav, when we connect the shattered parts, so they also rise to the same place of the bull,
yes, of
the Ima and Bina.
Every single thing, it's about us. It's not something that someone does somewhere. It's about us. If we want to resemble the Creator, we have to make the patsuf above us, which is Ima, elevate us and bring our chisaron into her. And when these chisaronot, these deficiencies become corrected there, to be in order to bestow until we can be born and be independent and work in order to bestow. This is called being born.
And it happens in Atzilut, meaning that same place of conception is in Atzilut?
Of course, yes. Don't think that we are out there somewhere. It is to the extent that we really want to be corrected and want to receive the force of bestowal. It's not something you receive now. You will receive it to the extent that you're included with the friends and you really want to connect. And all your desires, you feel that they are broken. And then you feel the shattering between you. And then you pray and ask, raise man. And then the upper patsuf, which is Bina, begins to take care of you, to tend to you. It begins to elevate you to it and tend to you as a fetus. And the whole process of Ubah, the fetus, you will have to go through. We will learn it in the next part. There's a part here called the first.
Of 86.
Rav, I heard you said that our broken desires go up to Bina, and there a zivug is done on them, and then a patsuf is born. What is this operation of doing zivug on broken desires?
The raising of the desires from zon to Bina is called, it's like the raising of the deficiencies. On that, the light comes from above, the light of Chokhmah, that starts organizing these deficiencies until they develop, and from them, the patsuf is born. From the embryo comes the patsuf of Zer
Anpin. What does the light do to these desires?
connects them in a correct way. Just like, let's say, 10 friends in the 10, that they start connecting between them, and they invite the upper force to connect between them, so that upper force, on one hand, awakens more of a collision between them, a resistance, problem, trouble. On the other hand, they ask, they pray, they demand that it connects them together, and in this way, they reach a state that for them, between them, there's already a connection. This connection is already caught in embryo. And they feel themselves connected between them. And in this way, they start developing, again, an egoistic desire between them as revealed, arguments and all such thing, and again, they ask for a correction upon them, until they reach a state that all of the will to receive that needs to be revealed on that degree, on that level, it has been revealed. And then they are rewarded in being connected above the desire that's separating between them. So that's called that they went through all the months of pregnancy, meaning all the inner development in Binah. Then they can be born. Being born means that they become independent from it. The 10 friends, independent from Bina, that now they have a desire or existence on their own. They can already correct themselves, not by annulling from Bina as an embryo, but they become more independent. Or that's the way they grow. We will have to do this between us. What I want to emphasize here is that all these actions are between us and the 10 in the group.
Can it be said that the operation of Zivug is when we find the new point of connection between us after the prayer and after the whole process we went through?
Yes. We, every time, need to locate the new center of connection between us, the new force that is working on us, how we can grasp it, feel it, and so on. How we want to cover ourselves in that one blanket, be in one Ima. And in this way we can advance. That the force of Bina, the force of mutual bestowal and love, wraps us and holds us together. And this force is called a womb, rechem, for now, for us. And that is something we build only in the tent. That's why today, we, throughout the whole day, that's what we should talk about. How to reach unity, connection, togetherness, to such an extent that we feel ourselves that we're as one man with one heart, in one partzuf, which is called the embryo. Why embryo? Because for now, we don't have a way to do anything except for annulling towards the upper one, towards the bestower, towards the creator, towards Bina, and all of us together. To restrict ourselves between us in such a way, to annul our ego, that we will be only in Bina.
So the exercise you just gave us will take us through this whole process in the 10? Until we do a zivug and even are born as an ubal?
Yes. Well, I'm not dreaming that yet, but at least that tomorrow we'll understand what's written here in the text. You understand? Because then you won't see what's written. USA Northeast.
אז כשמעלים את זה למעלה, כאילו, איך, כאילו, איך מסך קשור לכל מה שהסברת עכשיו?
מסך זה הכוונה בעל מנת להשפיע.
Rav, if a desire doesn't have a masach, so how is it connected to what you explained? Rav, the masach is the intention to bestow, that we have desires, and we want something. So with these desires, if they're in order to receive, so it's corrupted desires, they're broken. If we want to correct them, so we ask for the force of correction. That's called that our desires rise to the degree of Bina. Bina is the force of correction, the Ima, that corrects us. When Bina corrects us, we start receiving upon our desires the intention to bestow, and then we can connect by that between us. We can connect. And in this way, we reach the building of the Patsuf, that all of us together, the 10 desires, the 10 friends, we start connecting between us and we build a Patsuf. And in this way, this Patsuf grows more and more and more until from the small embryo, we reach the baby which is born.
Rechem, Bina, איפה אנחנו מוצאים אותו?
Rechem,
it's exactly that. Bina. It's a state. It's not a degree.
In order to find
it's a state between corporeality to spirituality. Yes? Toronto 2.
אז הקבוצה המתוקנת, כוח שפועל בה, הדדי, זה הרחם. ואנחנו מקולקלים...
If we describe the group correctly, so the corrected group, the force working in it is the womb, and we are corrupted.
Does it also
if we try to be corrected between us, we invite this force.
It does everything.
And this force is correcting us.
We just need to ask of it.
And it's called that we're growing in the womb.
If we ask correctly, we will be corrected through it and advance. Question, how can we practically implement what you just said in our 10? Rav, to ask together with the friends for the force between us that's concealed to take care of us, to tend to us. And you will see how you will begin to feel it, to get reactions. But how? When you begin to work with it, to do mutual work with it. Question, what's the mutual work you're talking about? Rav, when you ask from Bina, you will begin to feel how it relates to you. And to you means to the whole group, not just you.
Bina
is what gives birth to Zeranpin and Malchut. She's responsible for them, and she can receive from them all the complaints, the problems, and tend to them. So raise to her requests for connection because you are broken. Raise them and see how she takes care of you, and she becomes revealed to you if need be. And she raises them together. That's it.
The attitude between us and the ten, how should it be? The attitude between us and the ten, how should that take place?
By asking to be as one man with one heart and turning to the Abba force, to Bina, to Elohim, to God. Bina is Elohim.
Elohim.
Mi Ele. Elokim. This is how she is divided and operates in you. And if you ask from her, you will receive the treatment. You understand? Otherwise, it'll be a birth malfunction. It's like putting sperm in the uterus, and the uterus is Bina, but you're not asking of it, of Bina, to take care of you, to tend to you. Then what happens is a birth malfunction, a miscarriage.
You said that the Creator hears you, you don't hear Him, you have no attitude towards the Creator. So I don't understand what I have to do in my 10. What attitude? What, the fight between us, the show hatred between us?
Shh. Enough. You have to connect your deficiencies for correction. The correction is to be together in one chisaron, deficiency or lack, toward Bina, Ima. So try to detect such deficiencies where we want to be together in one chisaron, one desire, how to make Ima, how to bring her pleasure. This is the safest thing, the surest thing that is good. But together, even your requests are not real requests. We see it with children, even if they come and they're so good and sweet, they're still thinking only about themselves. They have no such thought as doing anything good to you. They don't have that. Even look at how children pat you. They do it like that. They don't have a feeling for it. No feeling for it. So that's clear. But Ima understands it, and she accepts even this kind of man, which is not really completed. But bit by bit, she corrects them. We will see how you receive more and more such states where the relation to Bina, you will be able to change it more and more. And then you will begin to feel the connection between you and Bina as a living contact. That blood flows between you. Blood, you know, there's a special flow of blood through the placenta from the mother to the fetus. And that's how you will begin to feel it. You are in the uterus. In the uterus, you have a whole world. In the uterus, you have a whole world, as it's written, that the fetus in its mother's abdomen sees from the one end of the world to the other end. It sees all the worlds, and it's taught the whole Torah, meaning it begins to see all the connections and all the forces and everything that happens in all of reality. And only before it's born, it disappears from it. But inside the uterus, it's got all the lights, infinity. And all depends on how much you connect among yourselves and want to be connected, included in the force of bestowal in the relationship between you. Go ahead. Make yourselves into an ubah.
So it all depends on the intention.
That's it. And tomorrow you will tell us about this adventure where you and your friends were as an ubah.
With God's help.
Right. PT 25.
Rav, the correction that Bina does, it's on the connection of our desires, or in correcting the intention, or is that the same thing?
It is intentions. We don't change desires. We only correct them with the intention. their desires are the same desires. They are desires by which we later connect. For now, we're separated in these desires because we're not in mutuality and in connection. But there's no correction in the desires. The correction is only in how we use the desire.
So connecting between the desires that will be able to raise man. Where is it in this process, connecting the desires? They tell us we have to connect.
Even before we enter the evil, we begin the evil. We become organized in this world, outside of the spiritual world, outside of Bina. We get organized and ask of it to be connected mutually in a connection of bestowal upon each other, so as to be included in her, in this general quality of bestowal. And if we ask more and more and more, we, in the end, enter Bina.
It's
as he writes, that we don't reach the high zivug at once. Only goodness and mercy chase me, pursue me all the days of my life, where we pursue Bina with quivering and sweat. Maybe we'll read it tomorrow. Add it. It has to do with Ibu. And entering Ibu, complete intercourse. He writes about it in many places. It's very important. Yes, David?
So the correct request to Bina from Zon is that we want to be connected and also connect the intention, meaning it comes as a two-part request that are one?
It's the same. We want to be annulled before each other. This is called being connected by each of us annulling ourselves and all of us together toward Bina. Each one toward the others, and all of us toward Bina. But we don't know what Bina is. If it's each one toward the others, then that's how it turns out. Toward Bina, we are annulled, and then we begin to feel ourselves as being in Ibu, and controlled by the power of bestowal, power of Bina. Yeah, it means that bit by bit we see that the Rishimot leave their kelim, go up and become included in Bina, and there they begin to be corrected in a new structure called Ubar. And in this way, from a drop of sperm that was before, Rishimot emerge and move on to something new. So here there is great depth. It's very interesting how this happens, because basically they change the subject. We will learn how it happens. These are very interesting things. We don't understand how they happen, and also how they happen in this world too. It's full of secrets. Now, I'm reminding you again, today we started talking in the beginning about connection, unity, the solidarity that we need to tend to it, and the Ubao, all of our work matches it exactly, and this is what we have to do in the group between us, in dissemination between us. If we come to connection, even a little bit, we will, as a result, heal the whole world. The whole world, not to mention our group, our groups, our tents. Only unity, connection between us is the salvation.